The subject of this email message, who are you working for, man? Quit your job. Frank Marquardt wrote,
Scott, let me ask you a question. I've got to write about Procter & Gamble headquarters, like you, in Cincinnati, isn't it? Do you know anybody that works there who could tell me about the company? Does Procter & Gamble play a role in the town, say, the way State Farm does in Bloomington Normal? How so? How not? How does community's presence manifest itself for the locals? Okay, I know, that's several questions, but hey, I got to write a report on P&G for job seekers thinking about working there. If you have names and numbers of P&G employees who would give me the inside scoop on the company, that'd be particularly helpful, especially if they could give it to me straight, the way I drink my whiskey. Thanks.
Frank, P&G is one of the most evil companies that I know. Period. Seriously, if you look close enough, you can see Satan in that logo. Yes, they have a lot of power in Cincinnati. They are known for particularly cool forms of animal testing, strong arm tactics in the U.S. media, anti-homosexuality, family values, Olestra, and a deeply entrenched conservatism. Much of what is wrong with U.S. television is directly attributable to P&G. I think Richard Power's forthcoming novel, Gain, is going to be based on these scumbags. They are among the most flagrant examples of corporate hegemony in this country. They've got great stock options, though, and they treat their employees real well. They control this town along with a few other evil companies. I'd just give them a call if I were you. I'll bet they'll give you tons of free PR materials, maybe even some soap. They need good PR, since, as I mentioned above, they are evil incarnate. Evil, evil, evil. I don't have any of their numbers.
And the reading?
Yeah.